ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. Coming out of their meeting, arm in arm to a round of applause. Vice President Harris and two Tennessee state lawmakers who were kicked out of the state house yesterday by the Republican majority. The pair had taken part in a gun control demonstration. The applause for members of the Tennessee Black Caucus. President Biden spoke with those expelled Tennessee Democrats, saying the chief exec. An Army sergeant has been convicted in Austin of murder for shooting an armed protester in Texas during a 2020 racial justice march. Sergeant Daniel Perry facing a life sentence. You can hear at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia on the ESPN coverage, a large pine tree fall near a crowd of patrons on the 17th tee box.
And the pink today.
Oh, good gracious. Watch out.
Oh, my God.
I hope everybody is okay.
Holy smokes.
Nobody was hurt. Play was suspended because of a storm. This is ABC News. The ports of L.A. and Long Beach came to a halt today over labor issues several months into labor talks between the Dock Workers Union and maritime shippers. The Longshoremen's Union reportedly withholding labor, shutting down the ports. The two ports handle about 40% of all U.S. imports from Asia, including a lot of manufactured goods. It's unclear when the ports will reopen. The moose walked into a hospital, not the start of a bad joke. A moose literally walked into the lobby of the Providence, Alaska Health Park with the help of automatic doors. Security Director Randy Hughes tried to keep people away, but it seemed everybody wanted to get a photo.
So everybody was excited to take pictures and stuff like that. But, you know, thankfully, everybody remained calm because the moose didn't seem to be spooked at all. It's not every day you get a moose walking into a building.
The moose was too busy eating office plants to be bothered. It finally just walked out on its own. Hughes believes it's the same moose that's been wandering around the medical campus for a while. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Both Wisconsin Democrats and Republicans want to change the way income taxes are collected, but that's where the similarity ends. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says Governor Evers' plan would direct nearly all relief to middle and low-income taxpayers. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu's plan creates a 3.5% flat tax, drastically lowering rates for higher earners, but keeping it the same for lower earners. Beware of scammers claiming to be from the IRS. The Federal Trade Commission says that since 2018, more than 75,000 people have lost almost $30 million to scammers posing as IRS agents by phone, email, and text. The Federal Trade Commission says the first thing you would get is a letter, not a phone call. Only after several letters warning of unpaid taxes would you get a call or a visit. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, outside the Pizza Box. Yeah, man. That means it's 7 p.m. on Friday night, and I am Pizza Box Mike. We've got Evo, my engineer and producer. Couldn't do it without him. And, yeah, you're tuned in to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio, WMDX. Ah, yeah, and what we saw is what we got too, right? Election time! Yay! This week's edition is drag them into the sunlight and watch them burn. Yeah, like vampires, you get it. You know, there's other ones too. There's like a series of those. There's like, they're already dead. They just need to be staked. But in the case of Dan Kelly, we got to start there because it was huge. You know, it's national news leading up into, record spending. Yeah, that's awesome. How many people didn't eat this week? Anyhow, you know, in his case, I'd say that he dragged his own ass into the sunlight and burned completely to the ground. I mean, not only did you get smoked, apparently he didn't know that before the polls were opened and before they closed that he was out of this race. I mean, it wasn't even close. It's so fun to listen to the Republicans' responses too, right? It's like, well, you know, it's really bad strategy. And it is really a bad strategy to be a fascist running for office. Apparently, you know, maybe even in the Supreme Court and people are starting to catch on or something. I mean, you know, it's happening all over the country. What? What do you mean they got a progressive mayor, former teacher in Chicago? Whoo! Gotta love it, right? I mean, so all of a sudden, here I was, had no hope in man at all. And then Dan Kelly comes along. Damn you, dude. You made me... I thought he was going to cry. Now, it was the most disgraceful, concession speech. No, it wasn't even... it was a loser speech, because that's what losers do, is they whine and they... you know, victimize themselves, right? Oh, I'm the victim here. From what? Man, I heard your ads too. I told you those ads were nasty. Got to get a kick out of Morning Joe, right? Because he's like, wow, finally the Democrats learned how to, you know, take on these guys, right? You got something?
As I look forward, I hope it doesn't. This has been a beautiful, beautiful life here in Wisconsin with all of you.
It's kind of quiet.
And I wish Wisconsin the best of luck. Because I think it's going to need it.
You're going to need it.
Is that not creepy?
Well, like we needed it ever since Scott Walker took office. And I'd just like to say that, yes, Scott Walker's Supreme Court is now dead and buried. Oh, that doesn't matter. There's still members on there. We'll get them too, right? But, you know, the guy can't even... Wow, I mean, everything he said in his speech was, again, a massive projection away from himself. Everything about him is disgusting. He demeaned the courts. He demeaned the public. He lied. He spewed. I don't feel bad for you. I think there's a stool next to Tim Michael somewhere that you might have want to sit down and drink with that clown. At least he had enough sense to go, well, you know, I tried, and he'd get the hell out of here. Because I got to tell you, I went down to Cassville this week, and that power line that's running all the way south on 151, it hooks up right there and at Tim Michael's power plant there. Tim Michael's Power Incorporated says, man, it must have built it specifically for that. See, well, he doesn't care if he's governor or not. You know, I don't even know why the guy did it. I mean, you got beat, dude. And we live in a state where, you know, the Republicans run the best propaganda that money can buy. And then the Democrats don't know how to fight back. But Morning Joe isn't the guy to be giving advice saying, oh, yeah, these guys, you know, they know how to do these attack ads now. Which to me is just moving further to the right. And I think we just saw in this election with Dan Kelly that, yes, you can go too far right. Now, I don't want to hear anybody tell me you can go too far left. We never tried it. Okay? Now, in fact, we probably started there, right? When we had Queen Water and Queen Air and I don't know. I believe that there was it was more humane probably back then than it is now on a massive scale. But, you know, it's kind of funny. We had, 2 weeks ago, we had a foot of snow coming on Friday night into Saturday. And then last Friday, oh, my God, we got tornado warnings everywhere and winds just blowing all over the place. And then this Friday, they murdered Jesus again. Good Friday. I got to tell you. And they murdered him for all the things that we talk about, you know, and healing the sick and expanding the Medicare to make it happen. And, you know, because Jesus isn't here to just like snap the finger and do it, right? You know, like when he ended the potato famine in Ireland by changing rocks into potatoes. And I told you that earlier. Okay, you don't think that's funny? Well, I'm Irish, so I don't really care. You know, he could have turned potatoes into hams and whatever else. But I found out that a lot of the Irish tradition over here in America has nothing to do with Ireland. They corned beef and cabbage. What the hell's that? Okay, they might know now, but I don't think it originated there. I don't think that was like something they, you know, they didn't have much food. At least that's what my family came from. So maybe that's why I've always liked the Jesus story, right? Where you're, you know, you're just going around feeding people and stuff. Instead, and this is disappointing, okay? By the way, it's 844-967-2789. If you didn't understand those referendum questions, the ones that just changed the Constitution for regarding bail and jail, and, one that we already have implemented by the Republicans where you got to work for food kind of thing. But they reaffirmed that by getting all 80% of the people to say, yeah, hungry people need to work because I got to work and I'm not getting anything. And that's exactly what the Republicans intended when they put those questions out there to confuse you and make you fear and make you think that those people are the problem, right? And when we start talking about those people, then we get even more marginalized and we start talking about people of color and, you know, people of different cultures and religions. And, oh, my goodness. Do you see where we are, folks? You know, Republicans talking about, oh, this is indoctrinating our children. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you are voting Republican, You have been indoctrinated into fascism and racism and sexism and just all the phobias in the world, right? Because you talk about freedom and then you let Republicans take them away from people that are different than you. You talk about God and then you believe in this angry God that also smites down people that are different than you. And you miss the whole thing. And you don't understand that diversity is where it's at. Now, I don't have the phone thing up over here, Evan, so if you...
Yeah, we got Mark from the hospital.
Oh, hey, you know, I hope I don't join you there anytime soon. Mark, welcome, and I'm glad that you're recovering.
Yeah, thank you. I ended up having an infection that I thought was something else, and a couple of nasty cysts they have to go after, but Monday I'm going to a rehab facility, and it's a good one. It treated me great there the last time, so hopefully I'll be there for, you know, till they get me done with my IV and get my hoses out, and then I'll be going home.
Well, I hope you do, because we're going to need to get our hoses out and probably go to the Capitol again, because already we saw in this election that they're already wanting to use their power to impeach people that haven't committed any offenses, but it's because we can do, and we hate it when people politicize things, right?
Yeah, well, my opinion there is that Josh Call needs to just start indicting people, indicting all the insurrectionists, indicting all the fake electors, and just say, if they're going to do pull this crap, make this kind of noise, it's time to use his authority and actually, you know, charge them with the crimes they've committed, because it's some of it, you know, have admitted their crimes. I mean, they've confessed. I mean, that, and the oath to the Constitution should mean something.
Well, yeah, and most of them don't know what's in the Constitution, and I'm going to totally assume, Mark, that you obviously know more about the Constitution than I do, because I'm one of these ADHD, don't want to read too much into it, but we pretty much know and understand and agree on things just by, you know, rational thinking.
Just read the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and I'll tell you all you need about the crimes they've committed and why they should be going to jail.
Well, at first, yeah. Anything else, Mark, as you're sitting there thinking about, God,
no,
I can't wait to get out of here. Yeah, man, I wish you well. And yeah, hope you get out soon. That's what I mean. We're almost time to the first break, but I've got to get myself ready. The Capitol, man, in May, they got like a heavy schedule. And I think we need to have a heavy presence there. Because they're going to start trying to do these impeachments and stuff. And just the fact that they're talking about it, we should probably go up and whisper some things that might sound familiar to them if they've been around long enough, which is, recall, recall. And it's nice weather, and people are fired up because they're not getting what they want. And they know that they can't just vote their way out of this, right? Because they listen to this show, and they understand that it's also going to take some walking. And we can't just let people do all the talking. We'll be back in a little bit.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Snow showers likely at times tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 31, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Lows level off around 33. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Raymond. Right now, it's 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Dan Kelly's political career is dead, man. Nice death letter, huh? Need to pass a few more of those out here. Because right away, and this is before he was elected into a special election. That was former assembly. Is it Dan Canono? Yeah, Dan. Right, yeah. I think it is. He was in the assembly, and he ran for Alberta Darling's open seat. And because the last cycle, the Republicans won a seat that was formerly a Democratic seat, right? You notice I didn't say they stole it. I mean, quite honestly, they may have cheated, but you know, their propaganda works, so they don't need to cheat, right? We got enough sheep. And next week's album will be featuring Pink Floyd's Animals. Because, really. You know, and a lot of people bit on those. They certainly did bite on those referendum questions, because that's what Republicans do. And Glenn Grothman says this proves that the people are with the Republicans, except they weren't on the same night, dude. And barely did you say Canoodle, I say Canoodle, win that Senate seat. But he ran on the fact that, hey, if I win this, he had 2/3 majority, man, we could start impeaching people, man, like judges and stuff. You see that, people? Because it's like a football game, right? Or it's more like a board game. It's like the game of Trump, you know, where you're just stealing properties and hiding cash inside the properties so people can't. You got to try and keep track of how much is in there. It's kind of like what Trump's going through right now. Seriously. But if you know, Mark brought up a good point. This is the test of the we're not above the law moment in America. Because quite honestly, I've known for, and most of us know, that's ridiculous, right? That's a bunch of BS. Yeah, of course we know that people are above the law. Cops have been murdering black people for since we were founded into a nation, basically. First it was Native Americans, and then, yeah, I'm really upset because when I saw Israel, this stuff is all over the world, but when I saw, you know, Israel make the attack on a holy site, you know, in the mosque, that's when I started going, oh, I think we're getting close. And speaking of close, let's talk to Betsy.
Hey, Pizza Box.
That's me. You and that is so you, isn't it? That's Betsy, I know.
It is me. Yeah. Me. I love listening to you. I think you have a great show. You cheer me up on my Friday nights. I have laughed so much. Just your Irish jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you just have a way of making, you know, sadness funny. And it's not funny.
Well, yeah, that's totally what comedians do. And quite honestly, I missed my opportunity years ago. I could have brushed up on it. I could have wrote down some of my funniest stuff. But that's all. You never remember it after you do it once.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, it's never too late.
I guess.
You're doing it now. You're doing it now, man. Anyway, I just want to tell you, I love your show, and I look forward to it every Friday night. So, and I'm praying for you too, Mark from the SAC. I didn't know you were in the hospital, and I hope you'll recover well. We need you. He is so knowledgeable.
Right.
Right. So, all right. Well, I hope you have a happy Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever you celebrate. Happy spring. All right. And thanks again for making me giggle tonight. I just love your show. I wish they'd give you more time. But anyway, man, thank you.
Oh, we'll work on that. Yes. Thanks, Betsy. And, I believe in Easter and a happy Easter, too. So I hope the casino's open, because I'm not doing anything on Easter. I'm going through those first St. Paddy's Day and first Easter, and then it'll be my birthday. By the way, my birthday this year falls on the day that I was actually born, 62 years ago to the day, the day before Mother's Day. And that's why I'm so special, right? But yeah, and I got to go through all these days without, but yeah, I'm already at that point where, no, she's not really gone. I know, because I'm talking to her every day. So, and now she sees everything I do, and I should really be a little more cautious. But no, I won't do that. Some good things happened in the elections, right? We got a really good school board member, right? I talked about it last week. And that's congratulations to the newest member, Blair Mosner-Feldham. Because that's important, man. Yes, education's important. Otherwise, you're going to be part of the unwoke. And they aren't going to know anything. See, that's how you control. It's like really watching the sci-fi just get more and more close to reality. Artificial intelligence. Yeah, it's probably not going to solve the problems we have today. It's probably not going to help about climate change. Unless this is all just about, billionaires in space. Space billionaires in the sky. Which is basically why they're doing all this stuff, you guys. They know that time here on Earth could be short. And they're going to be ready to, they want to be in the movie, man. It is kind of like a movie. It's kind of cool. Well, they don't understand that people like me are actually not part of the machine. Huh? No. You can't control us. Wait till May. Hey, Canoodle, I got your sign again. You say Canoodle, or Canoodle, I say Canoodle. And I think it's time for us to approach them and let them know that the recall is something that, oh man, I don't need permission to launch that. We'll be back. Heartbreak.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. Dueling federal rulings over the abortion pill, a U.S. district judge in Austin, Texas, ruling to suspend the FDA's approval of it, but delayed it for weeks so the federal government can appeal. Word after that of a federal judge in Washington State issuing an injunction in a separate case, barring the FDA from changing its approval of the abortion drug. Vice President Harris met with the two Tennessee state lawmakers today, both Black and Democrats, who were kicked out yesterday by the Republican majority. Afterward,
the underlying issue is about fighting for the safety of our children.
President Biden has now invited the lawmakers to the White House. British and Italian tourists rammed with a car in a popular spot to walk in Tel Aviv. One killed, several more hurt. The attacker killed a medical first responder.
It later appeared that all patients have been tourists walking here on the boardwalk.
This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. A Madison law firm is planning to challenge the state's legislative maps. The Cap Times reports it will happen sometime after Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in as Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice in August. Law Forward says the current maps are gerrymandered and that state government is not accountable to voters. Milwaukee County's population fell by more than 20,000 people since the start of the pandemic. In the meantime, the Census Bureau says surrounding counties grew. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley tells the Journal Sentinel it's proof the region needs more resources in order to grow. In sports, the Brewers are winners of five of their first six games. They host St. Louis tonight. The Bucks welcome Memphis. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Life's a bit slower in the country, but your internet shouldn't be. Bugtussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bugtussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Get connected with Bugtussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment. Call 877-227-0924.
Bugtussle Wireless. Bugtussle, we're out there.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night.
That's exactly why it's a dark we need to drag them into the sunlight. Right? Vampire music.
Yes!
From Dawn of the Dead. From Dusk Till Dawn. We need to have like a rally at the Capitol where we all go in there like we're, you know, the undead, all carrying pizza boxes.
Send more pizza boxes. Send more Sharpies, too.
Oh, yeah, we could scare these guys, man. I'm telling you, that kind of stuff works on these people. Could you see MTG if we all started? She'd believe it, man. Fire! Better be careful, folks. You never know what these people can do. Or what they're capable of doing or believing. 844-967-2789. And without any more, we'll go to Rico in Rock County. You survived the tornado weather, man. You didn't get one, did you?
No, I was okay. I was okay, man. Hey, you know, I was, you know, these guys, they just love to cloak themselves in this coat of holier than thou, you know.
White cloaks, one. By the way. White holier than thou cloaks, right?
Yeah, in the righteous than thou type clothing, you know. And I was thinking to myself, I heard earlier, it's like, oh, we would love to post the Ten Commandments in every school.
Yeah, Texas. Yeehaw!
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking now these guys are really showing your regressive tendencies. It's like, you guys want to go back to the Old Testament. Did you hear about the new one? There is a new one. It's been around for a little while now. And
well,
it's like,
you know what I hear, Rico?
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Finish.
You know what, Mike?
What?
Okay, let me tell you, Mike. Let me tell you this. They have figured this out. They need 6 inches by 20 inches to print this out and put it in the schoolrooms. And I'm thinking, well, that goes against your conservative values, don't it? Because you could put it on a 2-inch by 6-inch piece of paper right there by the door going out. And it says, love each other as I have loved you. Are you going to steal from somebody you love? Are you going to murder somebody you love? Are you going to screw somebody's wife that you love? It covers it all. There's true conservatism in that. Now go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, people look at me and they go, Jesus Christ, you have long hair and wear rags. And then I look at them and go, yeah, but I'm not Jesus Christ.
No.
You missed it. I have long hair and rags. Okay. And, but that doesn't mean I'm Jesus Christ. But thank you, folks, for thinking that, you know, that. But that's what he wore. I mean, come on, yeah. People.
And do they honestly think they're going to hide behind that cloak of Christianity and tell me that you have actually read the book and you're going to hide behind that cloak of self-righteousness and then tell me you can't even love your fellow man? I mean, it's a joke. It's a literal joke. These guys are just, I don't think they read the book, Mike. I really don't think they've read the book.
Well, I don't think anything else, man. I appreciate it. I don't think they read the book. Okay. And I don't think it's about reading the book because, you know, it's kind of hard to understand it unless you like know Greek and Hebrew and stuff like that. Right. But I know there's one thing we can agree on. It sure as hell feels good helping other people, okay? Not stealing, not harming people. I've made so many mistakes in my life, but I'm going to tell you right now that the time lost has far less value than the time that we have left, right? And when I say we, I mean all of us, man. Because I'm just not into, you know, organized religion per se. I don't have issues with people that do that, you know, when they're using it for good. My mom did that. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why she didn't suffer before she died, you know, because if anybody deserved not to, it was her. So I look at it that way. But I got to tell you, you should have an innate sense for nature and being a good human being, right? So, I don't know what else to tell people, man. It's like, you know, the less I want, the better I feel about where I'm at, right? Because it's like, I'm not trying to acquire anything. I am just trying to acquire wisdom and try to make that, you know, to think that in 2023, I can go back to the 1960s, which is, man, you know, outside of, you know, the Vietnam War and murdering political leaders that were progressive and beating black people to death in the streets and burning, you know, their businesses and everything else that I witnessed as a child, right? Outside of all that, it was a different place, okay? And that was a time of change as well. Unfortunately, when you get close to getting the change that you're looking for, there's going to be evil to confront you and kill you if they have to. That's what they did to Jesus, okay? And if it was here now, they'd do it again and again and again. And that's why anybody that's carried that same kind of love and warmth that people could absorb while they're talking, while they're just sitting there talking, because you know they're not doing, you know, they're not doing this to try and elevate themselves. In fact, you know, Martin Luther King giving the speech the way he did the night before he was murdered, he knew people, okay? He knew. He didn't run. He didn't hide. It wasn't like he, you know, wanted to be assassinated. But he knew. Malcolm X knew. He knew that he wouldn't finish his book before somebody would murder him. So this is nothing new. It's repeating history. At least the part that I've lived through. And I guess if you know anything about the real history of America, you can see that it's never been a great America, except for when you go down to Illinois and get on the roller coasters. Even now, you're going to catch me getting on one of those things. So, I don't know who this is on the line, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to see. Is this Joanne?
Hey!
Bingo! Yeah.
A couple of quick notes.
Yeah.
We're supposed to love our enemies, and so I have a potential job for Dan Kelly. You know, he's so upset and all that. He could be a new mascot. You know, they're looking for mascots for some of these teams, and you know that face, like it's a bulldog face. He
good one.
Jeebers.
Yeah, you know,
man.
he is kind of ugly. I will say that, and he and Michaels, they both had like blockheads. Maybe that's why they aren't that smart.
I can't go that far, but
I can.
I had another point. Thanks. That's why we love you. That's why I turn on every.
Well, you know, white guys picking on white guys, it's kind of appropriate.
There we go. Let's buy inhibitions out. But I've got a note about France. You know, the little changes that they're considering in French retirement ages, you know, just a couple years, have triggered huge rebellions, you know, millions of people in the street, all sorts of you know, again, riots and stuff like that, but very French, done in a very French manner and all of that. We have to take lessons because people are, you know, we need a government that's afraid of us.
Well, hey, Joanne, their last rally was a small one. It was only like 561,000. On a bad day. And our biggest day we had in Madison was, you know, 125, 150, whatever, you know. But, yeah, I mean, that's why I keep saying, you know, really, you guys, we could probably stop this easier than you think. But it's not easy because you have to drop all that stuff that you want to do right now and think about your children and grandchildren and think about the planet and think about the marginalized and the people that are poor and hungry. And if you're not willing to do that, you get what you deserve, man.
Right. I'm afraid that the newspapers and the TV is keeping the news about France off the airwaves. It's hard to find it because, you know, once we learn how easy it is and how fun it is to do that type of thing, especially when the weather gets around 75 degrees, you know, getting out.
Like next week, man.
All right. So I'll see you out there. I hope to shake your hand.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I appreciate it.
But you gotta give us a little warning. You gotta give it. You have to have some alert system so that we know where to go. Because sometimes there are these great rallies, and I don't find out about them until way later.
Well, I'm on Facebook. Just go. Hook up with me under it's Michael Dickman, and I do have a couple other ones for when I got kicked off. But then when they figured out that I was using another one that was from the same device, you know, so I haven't used the Pizza Box Mike one. I haven't used Mike Dickman, and I haven't used Mike Dropping in quite a while.
I'll see you on Facebook, buddy.
All right, sounds good.
Keep it lit.
Yeah, friend me. Friend me.
All right,
thanks. So I am looking forward to this because I've been waiting and waiting, and sometimes you just, you know, I just felt something swelling up in me again. I'm like, you know, this last couple weeks, you know, hey, something happens here. We could actually start making some things happen. Now, you have to understand that the evil, the Republican Party, which rotten head to toe, I mean, all throughout the country. They're insane. Was the Idaho governor said, we're going to take away the right of any adults taking minors or, you know, across state lines for abortion rights. Because that's what it is, right? It's women's rights to choose. Nothing else, right? It's pretty sad because it's always these men that are doing it. And then when you see a traitor from the Democratic Party, whatever her name was, again, because these people, I don't, you know, they're unimportant. But what they're doing is important. You know, selling out their party to join Republicans and having everybody running around going, yes, yes, more real Democrats need to do the same. Yeah, real Democrats join the Republican Party, right? Not even the fake Democrat Joe Manchin will do that. Am I right? You know, so you got to tell me that if Joe Manchin can win there consistently as a Democrat, then there's somebody in that state that can take that bastard down that's progressive. Because choking on coal is not the answer. All right? This guy stopped what I believe Joe Biden knew was never going to happen anyway, which was, you know, Build Back, you know, Better. Betty bought her bum butter and couldn't make her bread because it was, yeah. You know, these clowns come up with all these. I mean, my pizza box sides are better than what you guys put out there, right? Oh, that's mean. Well, it's also true. You know, Robin Voss looks like a woodpecker and absolutely acts like a pecker would because he's Klan, man. Which leads me to the state of Klanessee, which is what I now call the state of Tennessee because, let's face it, the Klan was born there. So it's always been there. They got they're the gun state. I mean, these guys are like more gun and Klan than any other state in the entire union. Bigger than Texas when it comes to racism. You're lying through your tooth. It's not funny. All right? It's dangerous. Yeah, hate speech is dangerous, man. Hate the hate. So I attack hate speech and the people that bring it. And if you think that makes me a hater, whoo. Just the opposite, man. I'm a lover, not a fighter. No, I'll fight too, man. And we're down to what? Last segment of the fastest hour in radio. 844-967-2789. The lines are open, man, because everybody's Friday night. Just got paid. I don't want to listen to this clown tonight. Oh, maybe not. We'll see you in a bit.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Life's a bit slow. We're in the country, but your internet shouldn't be. Bug Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment. Call 877-227-0924.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 11 p.m. tonight and continues until 11 a.m. tomorrow. Snow showers likely at times tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 31, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 45. Lows level off around 33. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 38.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley. WebDX and on the Civic Media app.
At least for the next 8 or 9 minutes. That's who I am.
Yeah, Tennessee. Yep. So you had, you know, tens of thousands of people protesting, coming to the Capitol, demanding change about gun laws. And so three Democratic legislators, two young black men and a white woman, decided that they were going to interrupt the floor because they weren't listening. It's kind of like watching Wisconsin, right? Same thing. But these guys took it a step further, didn't they? Yeah, we're not just going to admonish you or anything. We're going to expel you. We're going to vote to expel you, boys, for coming down here in the well and talking the way you do to white people like that. That's how I looked at it. I mean, it looked exactly like 1960s kind of stuff, right? Who are you to do this and disrupt our business? First of all, people said that about us at the Capitol in Wisconsin, and you can thank us for disrupting the polluting of your water and the selling out of your state and the corruption of judges and everything else for as long as that we could. Because we tried our best, and you know what? It didn't quite happen. It didn't quite happen. Right? But for these guys to start making threats and stuff, we the people have more power than anything. I'm going to go to the phone because it's my good friend Judy. How are you tonight?
Hi.
Hey, you were the white woman that didn't get kicked out of the assembly, but the two black guys got kicked out.
Oh, gee, thanks. You're just so sweet.
Well, that's what I mean. It would have been like, you know, you were at the Capitol. I mean, you saw the brothers get tackled by the cops and stuff. They didn't tackle you or I, right?
Well, the thing I'm calling about is that I talked to Mike just a couple hours ago on the air, and he didn't let me finish my, you know, what I was wanting to really talk about. And I just wanted to say that the founder of Tennessee and Nashville is my fifth grand removed.
Right? Hey, I got some pretty interesting ones, too, like Jimi Hendrix and Cassius Clay and some other people.
His name is James Robertson.
Ah.
And he has a statue down there in some park. And he was, they called it an Indian agent, but really, you know, for the natives. So he was probably all Confederate, but he at least was good with the natives.
Well, you know, I mean, we all share the same planet, right?
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody who became a progressive way up in Wisconsin is related to the founder of Nashville and Tennessee.
And my dad's family came here and had slaves in Virginia. But Fortunately, yeah, I came from the branch that moved away to Missouri because, you know, they fought against it and didn't agree with it because they were human, Judy, just like you and I.
Yeah, and the thing is, my grandma, their family from down in Athens, Georgia, they had a cotton plantation, and they owned slaves, too. So,
cool. But, yeah, see how far we've come? Anything else, my friend?
And if you want me to just go back to, this is on my mom's side. It's her mom. And way back in the Crusades or just before the Crusades, like 1088 or whatever, my relative was one of the members that founded the Knights Templar.
Oh, no, I got to let you go now because of that, Judy. No, thanks a lot. I'm going to move along just because, you know, we should bring up Clarence Thomas. But first, you know what? I'm going to give CJ a chance to talk. I mean, you guys are losing your grip, don't you think, CJ?
Well, actually, I'm calling you to wish you happy Easter.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Same to you.
Sorry to hear about your mom.
Well, you know, as I was sorry, you remember when I reached out to you when your dad died, and you know, that's the thing, CJ. You and I were friends because it was a different climate back then. We showed respect for each other, and we didn't attack each other. If, you know, sometimes we had different interests, sometimes those interests crossed, but we understood that. And see, you know, that's what I'm trying to get back to, because you should know by now. I want you to understand that being a loyalist to any party is death to democracy, okay? Because they don't have your interest at heart, and they don't have my interest at heart. And until we get those people in there, you know, I'm going to answer the phone and let you go ahead and ramble on about stuff that, whatever. So it's your turn.
Well, again, I my sympathies to you and your siblings.
Well, they don't like me anyway. The hell with them, right?
Special people.
Well,
like me.
I said they don't give a damn about me anyway, so that's okay. But yeah, no, I'm sure they appreciate it. And it's, listen, everybody loses their mom and dad at some point if they're fortunate to live that long, and that's what hurt my mom, was watching two of her sons die and seeing another one, escaping it for the time being, you know, and so, you know, right. And I appreciate it, CJ. I got one more caller, so I'm gonna, and I don't have time, but yeah, we'll do it again, and maybe I'll even be a little more patient, and we can battle it out a little bit. But yeah, I appreciate your kind words, and I think you're going to be the last caller tonight, Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hi, Pizza Box. Hey, regarding sentiments about your mother, you know, you can be sure that your mom is present spiritually. I just finished a series of classes by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross Foundation, and the things I heard from those working in hospice were mind-blowing, to say the least. If I had any question about ongoing life, this removed all doubt. And so now it's your role to continue with the good values that she stood for, and you have too, and you do this with your strong advocacy. One idea about there, about what life is like after transitioning, it sounds like it's pretty good for everyone. But as doctors who have been involved in the NDEs and near-death experiencers and such, when they're asked if everyone gets the good life, you know, the word is that everyone is accountable for the life that they've lived. And if a person has been living for money and power, well, good luck to them.
No, that's not how you get there, is it? We know that. I have a camel through the eye of the needle, and that's it for Outside the Pizza Box. Right here at Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasts out of Solidarity Realty Studios. See you next week!
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
It is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News,
app.
Alec.